God.
The bakes?
All the baked cakes, nigga, anything. My grandma.
Nah, grandma's. My grandma, recipes of both of my grandmas. My grandma's was them ones. They was the ones with that shit.
My grandma make the best pound cake. Like, I should be like, you can't buy this
pound cake. Alright, so. I gotta bring this shit in like this. It's a good day, you know what I'm saying? I wanna give a big shout out to everybody that's listening, wherever they're listening. Big shout out to SZA, Grammy winner, you know what I'm saying? Couple of Grammys. I think it's three of them things, man. We'll get into it. It's not even a podcast, it's a boy J Oates. I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
First off, if you need something to eat, you gotta holler at DJ on these streets. If your kids don't know how to cook and you would like them to, you gotta get them to the library and motherfucking let my nigga teach them. Also, I'm in this motherfucker with Miss Gladys, never the saddest, still the baddest, no pips, and we in this bitch. Listen. I got the birthday girl, but not the birthday girl. She's still the princess, and you gotta treat her with all the respect. We got Ashley in the building with us, and I got the big homie Real, big boss shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, you wanna talk to Real, you gotta talk to me first. If the energy off, the answer is nah.
We got Oaks. Come on, somebody help me out. Somebody come on.
Can't catch up with
that. Oh, yeah, the host of the most, Allstate Oaks, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, the Mr. Commish, number three in the city, Chance Who, number one in the black space, urban space, in the hood, you already know what it is.
Hold on, before we start.
Shout out to the ice, though.
I told my little sister I was going to shout her out because her birthday is on Sunday. Happy birthday, Nate Nizzle, Trizzle, Fizzle.
Shout out,
baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, baby.
It's not even a podcast, y'all. Listen, I got a few topics for y'all. But first, how y'all feeling today? I'm a little sipsy already. How y'all feeling?
Sipsy.
I'm good, man. I'm
feeling good.
I'm Tober.
I woke up this morning. Yeah, sipsy. I get sipsy.
And, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we all
good.
Look, y'all. It's not even a podcast. This should be episode 203. Big shouts out to anybody that's listening, wherever you're listening. We appreciate the listen. We appreciate the follows. We appreciate the feedback. We appreciate the poll votes. We appreciate, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's evolved or involved with what we're doing here and not even a podcast. Right? With that being said, we're going to get into some topics. Listen, I listen to some podcasts, so I'm going to start this off with like some shit that I heard because it kind of dovetailed in a question that I had. And I wanted to ask DJ especially just because I like when DJ being on the questions, like on my sidebar questions. Like, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so boom. The thing that was kind of in line with the question that I had was the hypothetical question I had is, you go out, let's say everybody's single or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You go out, you meet, well, it's for a dude, right? I expect it's like a dude, right? Or it could be a chick. You meet a dude or a chick at the bar.
Okay.
Y'all meet a chick. Y'all meet a dude. Y'all hit it off.
Or, you guys be chicks too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Alright. See, that's how DJ got this. Right. Anyway. Alright, so boom. Alright, so like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all meet who y'all meet at the bar. Y'all hit it off. Not saying it's anybody is really on some one night stand shit, but for some reason, y'all have had a crazy connection with this person that you just met, right? You end up being intimate that night. You know what I'm saying? It goes there. You feel good about it. They feel good. It goes there. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't normally go there on the first night, but it goes there that night. Right? Y'all still communicate a little bit here and there. Y'all can see each other. I don't know. You end up coming to pod, you know what I'm saying, on Wednesday. You feel me? This is over the weekend. You come to pod on Wednesday. I or one of the, one of the girls, Millie, Kelsey, Gladys, you know, I'll put myself on the table. I be like, yo, I got news. I'm engaged. I show y'all a picture of my fiance and it's the person or it's the person.
Okay. Am I telling you?
That's just what you do.
I'm going,
it's the person.
No, I'm gonna tell you, that's my response. I'm like, nah.
Nah, player.
Nah.
That's what y'all gonna say. Y'all just gonna say nah, player?
No, I ain't gonna say nah. You do what you feel.
Alright, come on. What y'all do y'all have a response?
So that's what you're doing, you're just showing your person that you got engaged to?
Do what you if your heart tell you to do it, do it.
So the person that, like, y'all mess with a dude, and it's somebody else's. Like, it's Millie's or Kelsey's or Ashley's. Yeah. What would you do?
I mean, I'm going to be excited for them because
this is a person that you just smashed this weekend.
Well, they smashed.
No. Are you missing the scenario? You met a dude. You smashed this dude intimate, like y'all hit it off, y'all had a great time. When you come to pod on Wednesday, it's Millie, Kelsey, or Ashley saying, "This is my fiance."
That you just smashed.
That you just hit it off with this
movie. Oh, no.
What did you go wrong? Because I got that.
I thought I was clear.
I didn't get it.
All right.
I was thinking. You got it?
So that's showing me who I smashed this.
Ooh. Yeah, you just met somebody and you found out.
This is my reaction. Whoa, are you sure? Is this a prank?
That's what I said.
Are you lying? No.
I would have said something.
I'm pointing
at it. I would have been like, bro.
Yeah, I would have to say something.
I'd have been like, where am I going to let you?
Hey. Are you sure?
We met so much the same girl. Right.
Yes, that's exactly the same girl.
I'm like, no, I'm like, look, bro. I ain't gonna fake. No. I'm telling you this because you're my partner. Me and her just happened a couple nights ago.
Yeah, no.
And that's how you coming. DJ, what you would say?
They can't get mad at me because I didn't
know. I'm not going to like.
You laugh. Said nah.
Yeah, I'm not going to like per se laugh, but this I'm going to think in my head this isn't the first time.
No, I'm just going to like. What's this?
All right, hold on.
Saying it isn't the first time for her. Like, if I smashed it, I'm like, it ain't the first time for her. I'm not the only guy is what I mean. Like, I'd be like, nah, don't do that. But, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, you know, I definitely. I don't even know how to be polite when I say things like that. I didn't have that class. I didn't take that class, so.
Yep.
I dropped the pajamas and killed the punani.
That's a tough thing to say to your person. Like, to your, not your person, but your people. Like, you're one of your homies. Like a homie. Like, I don't.
No, I'm going to start asking questions. I'll be like, wait, let me see the picture. I need to hold up. Why does that person look so familiar?
Because I'm just going
to
say something.
I need to clarify.
Oh, I'd have been like this. I'd have did this. Oh, yeah, no, don't do that.
I would have been looking at the picture like, are you sure? Is this a joke? Because then she's going to question. She's going to question and be like, wait, why?
So you want them to question you.
Oh, I'm absolutely, yeah, because I need to find out, like, are you sure this is the person that you got engaged to? Because no.
Okay. Now, can I tell y'all the scenario that I considered to a dovetail with this? Sort of. There's a podcast I listened to, and they were talking about It's homies. It's been homies for the 20 years.
Are you talking about what's his face?
It's homies. It's been homies for 20 years. One homie, mess around with a chick. They wasn't like a fiance or nothing, but they mess around with a chick. The other homie met her and never fucked.
And kissed her.
Kissed her.
I seen that. I actually watched that.
Funny. So, kissed her.
Yeah.
So, what's your take on it?
I don't know why they were going back and forth so much.
Well, they were going back and forth.
Well, because he said he was lying about the scenario.
No.
It's
Joe Budden-ish. Right. So Ish had a chick, dated a chick, fucked a chick, boom. Joe took a chick out, or was out with a chick, kissed a chick, never fucked a chick. Joe says that he never fucks behind his friends.
Right.
If he knows that you fucked with a chick, he don't want her, he think it's nasty.
I think so, man.
Honestly, and I'm kind of the same.
I'm the same way for
real. Don't get me wrong. I've smacked chicks that some of my friends have smacked, and my friends have smacked chicks that I've smacked before too.
I did not knowing that you did already.
I've done it knowingly.
See, if I knew,
that's nasty. Not like that. No.
No, it's different because that chick was
out in college running amok.
That chick wasn't somebody he took serious. That means she was just a smash.
That does not necessarily what that means.
Or she just didn't like the vibe from the second dude. Like you might like a nigga, maybe the nigga want to fuck him and marry somebody else. Why not get that same?
I'm not saying that she was around a friend group and knew that everybody was friendly.
Yeah,
it was a chick. The initial story with the podcast shit. I had a question about the fiance thing, right? The podcast that I saw was about it was kind of like about not fucking behind your friends or not like pursuing a bitch, trying to fuck a bitch that you know your or a chick that you know your friend that fuck. I thought they were similar. Did y'all see what I see similar in it? In the scenarios? Or no, y'all think I was crazy?
It is similar. It's a different scenario.
They're different scenarios. Yeah. I don't think they're the same.
No, they're not, but it's similar. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
It piqued my interest. So I actually wanted to ask y'all about both of them, so I didn't know how to ask y'all about which one first. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so DJ, your take on it was what again? If a dude say that he don't fuck after his friends, he was out in public with a chick, kissed a chick in the back of the club, but never fucked.
So did the chick know they was friends?
He said that he met her through him. That's what he said. I mean.
Well, Ish, that's what Ish said.
Yeah.
And Joe said he didn't remember
me. Right. Right. So, I mean.
And he didn't fuck either.
Yeah, I don't really see that. I didn't understand the whole issue about that.
Well, because he said if you're kissing a bitch in the back of the club, you're trying to fuck her.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. And the girl told him that he was trying to fuck her. And so Joe's issue was that
I kind of skipped a little bit.
Joe's issue was that you listen to a bitch and you don't listen to your friends. And you're sitting here telling me your friend. Mm. All right, so back to the fiance thing. You just gonna laugh in your friend's face, and nah.
But I can do that because most of my friends know the type of person that I am. I only have a select few friends that I can do that to. Like I literally have friends that some shit can happen, and they're gonna expect me to say some off the wall ignorant dumb shit.
I'm serious.
Like the guy who would have came tonight. He's gonna, if I don't say something, he's gonna think something's wrong. Dead ass. I've known this dude for over 20 years.
Okay, so DJ, if I told you, yo, this is a chick, you just met a chick, you single. And you think that if you laugh at me, it's because you just fucked a chick that I think I wanna spend the rest of my life with. You feel like when we leave this situation, you know what? I was gonna walk away from this like No, we totally straight. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't think I'm gonna feel no kind of
no,
way?
No, I know that. I know, but that I have no control of how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you just gonna laugh.
I have no control of how people feel. Because I've been in a situation where
that's wild.
Okay, here's one. I'll give you a real scenario.
I was just gonna say, it's sincere though. It's genuine. Like, that's how he's gonna react though.
I was dating someone at the clinic on a serious note. Damn near.
You was dating somebody.
This was over a decade.
All right, cool.
Come to find out they was messing with somebody on the same shift in a different department.
You told me about this before.
But, you know what I'm saying? It was unknown to me how this person was getting to work when I was picking up and dropping them off until I, you know, asked informative questions to figure out how she was getting to work. But so in that situation, I was just like, well, damn. Like, what the
That nigga's not your homie, though.
No, I knew him.
Yo, with homies?
Yeah, we knew each other. We knew each other.
Okay, so wait.
From back from being on the vibe. We knew each other. Just like.
You said that from being on the five. Okay.
And then just
no,
like,
I thought he said the just five. Like I was
after,
like,
after me, they met someone. Asked them if they knew me. They said yeah, and still they.
You lost me. Now, when you. She fucked another nigga that knew you?
After she came, I'm not concerned
that she's fucking people that knew you. I'm only concerned about the friends. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
In the dealings of the friends behind fucking the same chick in the feelings. Cause it seemed hurt. It seemed hurt. Am I tripping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but do you understand that though? What is your take on that? I didn't get that. Because he kept saying like, "Oh, she's this little street." You like he didn't give a shit about her.
You can't give a shit about her.
I don't think that it. I'll tell you this. Yeah, I think that it's think he a fly nigga, and I think that Joe got famous and got money, and I think that. At their cores, I think the ish think that if you strip all the money away and you just put two people on the street, I think ish just feels himself. Like, he looks at himself as, yo, I'm supposed to get more response.
Yeah, I feel like it.
And I think that somewhere around that, there's an amount of, there's an amount of just kind of hating on who Joe presents himself to be and how he's received because it seems to think that he either knows things about him or feels that he's just better than... Because, like, the shit that he was saying, like, the shit that he got really loud about was, like... He just seen him out with the chick. Like his whole thing was, I come out to the spot, I see Joe Beezy in the spot with old Shorty and her friend. She take him, or they go, like, or he didn't necessarily see it, but they go to the back of the spot, they kiss in the spot. He swear to God that Joe said that they kissed, like, in the back of the spot, like, behind the spot in the car. Which... Sure, if you took a chick to your car and you was kissing her, you might have been trying to take her home.
Right.
You might have been trying to take her home.
You're trying to get some action, it's kissing.
That's not necessary.
I'm not kissing, no.
You only kiss if you're trying to have sex?
No, I don't. If it's just a bot, if it's just one of those little swoops, I'm not kissing. It's just about to be some sex.
You don't like the kiss.
If it's my girl.
You don't like, you just don't like kissing? That's fair.
But if you're my girl, yeah, we kissing.
No, that's cool. Yeah. You can kiss you don't like to kiss girls, it's not your girl.
No.
DJ, you kiss girls, it's not your girl? Well, not when you're single. Like, when you're in a realm that's like single realm, like not, you just have fun kissing. Me
not
too.
I've had a few women that like I've dated that eventually that almost got to probably like a relationship type status. But
you just don't like to kiss?
Oh, I like to
kiss. Like kiss, like on the lips?
Yeah.
No, hell no.
He said hell no. That's what kissing is.
No, I might
make it out with so heads.
No, if it's just a, like for real, if it's just a like you feel me, I'm not about to.
He's like if she this. If she ain't something like somebody.
Yeah, man, I might just
get out of here. It's just a fuck.
It's trying to make her feel good. But I'm not finna make out with you. All right, kiss her forehead real quick.
I don't necessarily. I'm kind of like Joe. I don't necessarily have to be trying to fuck because I kiss you.
Nah, kissing me, I'm trying to really get that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm really trying to get down.
Okay, so you actually
saying,
like, what
if I kiss you, I really like you. If I kiss
for real, though.
Like,
kissing's not stage one?
No.
No?
Wait.
Hell, dog.
Wait, what's first base?
First base, for me,
a good fucking conversation.
Bro. I'm not kissing first time. Or
conversation, I don't think is necessary.
You're tweaking.
The basis.
I don't agree with you. I don't
like in the basis. Wait, am I tripping? I always
thought it's more common to think that a kiss is literally first base.
I thought kiss was first base, up the shirt was second base, down the tail was third base, having sex was home.
Yeah.
So kissing be first base. That's what I'm saying. Like kissing is first. That's the first thing.
Some people just don't do the kissing.
Not all the time though. I skip that.
We don't be kissing.
Yeah, I skip that shit. We get straight to the point. Don't kiss me.
Somebody off the line for like 2-3 years and never kissed her.
Wait,
that's crazy. That is cheesy. Like
you only
kiss
me if you like. You only gonna kiss me if you like.
Time out. What did you just say?
I dated somebody off and on for like 2-3 years and never kissed her.
How do you know you even like the person if you didn't even kiss them?
You don't like them.
I did that. I was on off with somebody for like 6 years and just kissed him like 2 years ago.
What? Thank you. Don't point the finger at me. I said 2-3. She said 6. That's twice.
I was like 19. Never kissed until like last.
Twice the time.
What?
Y'all niggas are nuts.
Nuts.
Like, how is that even possible, though? Y'all was just friends then. That meant
we need to say, like,
there's no possible way, though. Like, is that even
way?
Because it wasn't like this, my boyfriend, or nothing. Like, it was like a situation. Like,
it was
situation.
Oh, yeah.
Situation.
You don't know how to kiss.
But I mean,
sometimes.
I was. Yeah, dumb. Yeah.
I had a chick that didn't like me to play with her titties.
No, I would have told her get out.
She didn't have like crazy big
titties, you know,
so it wasn't nothing to like skip. But like she didn't feel comfortable with it. I'm not sure if she was
that's
like.
Wild.
It probably had to have been some kind of insecurity that she
maybe.
Had.
Yeah, just, make her feel good about the.
Yeah, feel pretty, but
I kind of think that's the same thing. What is this?
Wait,
why don't you like the kiss?
Yeah, what is the kiss thingy? Because
I,
like, how do you know you like the person if they don't even know? How
I'm nasty when I kiss.
Well, I know.
If I can't pick up that you, if I do something and you, then I'm good. I'm nasty when I kiss. You hear me? Like, hey.
This nigga crazy.
I'm trying to tell you. So I'm not going to give everybody that. I'm not going to give everybody that experience because. I've heard certain people say things.
You ain't lying, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the truth.
I ask you too.
I'm not trying to.
Nah.
Be like, well, damn, he just because I man, listen, I had foot. Nigga, listen. We used to watch porn on VHS tapes
back in the day.
We had to stop and rewind, Oaks.
But porn is not really kissing though. Like.
I almost need to know what you doing in this kissing. It's like that. Would you like spit in the mouth in the kiss?
Man, we not putting all my secrets out there, but that's, you know, maybe something I like.
It's the tongue. It's the tongue.
Maybe something I like.
That's how you
spit. I had somebody spit in my mouth before. For the first time, I was like disgusted at first.
Oh,
but
no.
That, like, it grew on me.
It
that
grew on
time,
me.
Like, hell no.
I ain't gonna put it.
Try it.
Hey, listen.
I'm about to do it.
That gives me a rush.
I'm about to do it, man.
I'll be like, whoa.
Hey, listen.
Hey, talk about real.
I was so mad.
The real don't like to ask and got answers to these questions. Real did not feel that shit. Hey,
what?
Real did not feel that
shit. If you ask some shit any other time, I'm saying nothing.
That's
a grown ass man. What the fuck?
You got sister?
We grown as fuck.
Four. Like, you know how it is.
Man, all of them older than me, bro. I already know.
She older than me, but I... Man, listen, though. I love you. I love you. Hey,
you
know
it is.
I looked over. Look, she said, "Yeah, I have spent my first off." This nigga real said, "Wait a minute, is that ghost in this bitch?" Nigga, this nigga face got pale. Black people don't even get pale. This nigga got pale for some. This nigga said,
"Nah, you juicing it now."
No, I'm sorry. No, real was like, "Wait, huh?"
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Podcast over, nigga. Man, you know what I'm saying?
I found all shit playing 10 fingers back in the day.
10 fingers.
What the fuck? See, I ain't even hit to that. See? What is that? Never have I ever?
Before it was that in college. It was when I was a kid, when my older sibling was playing, it was called 10 fingers. Each time you say something, you put a finger down. But that's the same thing. Yeah.
I had 7 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Similar,
okay, so.
Yeah.
7 minutes in heaven?
I had that.
I had 7 minutes.
No, I only play Spin the Bottle twice. I never played. It had 7 minutes always turned to, like, full-blown fornication.
Y'all ever? I played Strip Spin the Bottle. I ain't
still
never played.
Still 7 minutes, though. Ha!
I ain't never played the Kiss and Spin the Bottle.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I never played Spin the Bottle, period.
We played it.
I've never been.
It's crazy. We played it in the church. That's weird to me.
Played it in church?
Yeah, that's why
most pastors were there.
It was a lock-in. And we had, we played shirt spin the bottle at church. Yeah, it was
at
wild.
Church.
Yeah, first meeting at Wild Times.
Wild Times. That's crazy.
Wild Times. I had some times in church.
Very Christian.
See, at the bill, it was the.
No, at the bill, y'all was no, y'all,
the
y'all
was
just
music
fucking.
Room.
Yeah, no, I know. I hooped with
hey,
a lot
oh,
of.
Oh, it was
dudes.
Back up. It wasn't really open.
I hooped with a lot of.
It wasn't really
dudes.
Open when I was there. It was more like the
music room was really
shit.
Weird.
I hooped with a lot of bill niggas. I understood that I really like. I didn't think I was getting pussy for real in high school, but playing basketball senior year, and it was like. 5 Glenville niggas on my team, and we was on the van going somewhere to a game.
Yeah.
And these niggas all like talking about they numbers and they escapades and shit. And them niggas was stifling numbers, nigga, at the ages of 17 and 18. I was 17 with like maybe a girl and a half, like a freak, you know what I'm saying? Like, under my belt. These niggas was talking about 40, 50, 80. Like,
yeah.
It was different times.
Damn.
Yeah, like, yeah. I ain't playing with his best number, but I know a couple niggas.
So. No, Glenville was different. Glenville was different. Right. They, listen.
I'm like, damn, nigga. Slow down.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all not D4.
Slow down. Yeah, I be looking at some of the people I went to school with.
I was trying to take it to a new topic. You know, the Grammys happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was trying to get to you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get to the topic. I ain't going to stop with you. The Grammys took place. Anybody watch the Grammys? Did Grammys mean anything to any of us here?
No.
Not even
well,
a little
I
bit?
Kind of did this year. A lot of black artists won this year. That's what I was happy to see.
A lot of black artists won. That's why I gave a big shout out to SZA. I think she got robbed. I think she got snubbed. I think that Taylor Swift didn't deserve the album over her. I think SZA should have won it. I think SZA's album has been on the charts for every damn week almost through the year.
I'm glad Coco Jones finally got.
Shout out Coco Jones.
I'm so happy for her.
She won.
Shout out Killer Mike.
He won. Okay, I did say, I think Swoop posted that. I think I did.
Killer Mike got arrested after winning 3 Grammys.
Yep.
Kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. He said like he was trying to go through somewhere and a security guard didn't necessarily know who he was and they got into it a little bit and he got arrested off of that. Nigga, if I win 3 Grammys, then bitch, you better know me. Let me get the Jay-Z. Let me get the Jay-Z speech. You know what I'm saying? I want to get the people the Jay-Z speech. A little bit.
Obviously, it's great to have an award for such an icon. How far we've come with Will Smith and them, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince winning their first Grammy in 89 and boycotting because it wasn't televised. And then they went to like a hotel and watched the Grammys. I didn't even understand what the... It wasn't a great boycott. But then, 98, I took a page out of their book. I was nominated for Best Rap Album, and DMX had dropped 2 albums that year. They both were number 1. Shout out to DMX. And he wasn't nominated at all, so I boycotted, and I watched the Grammys. I'm just saying, we want y'all to get it right. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously, it's subjective. Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously, it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion-based. But, you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work. You know, some of you gonna go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you made it, Rob. Some of you don't belong in the category. No, that was it. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. Outside of that,
low key shut that shit down.
And forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. As my daughter sits and stares at me nervous as I am. Just in life, you gotta keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys, you gotta keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve. Until they call you chairman, until they call you a genius.
That's our president. That's my president.
Hold for president?
No, he's just he's my president. He is. I give. Hov and Will Smith get the president. Get
Kanye.
Nah. Hov and Will Smith get my president.
He's saying like a representative, you know, for the community.
But how y'all feel about the whole speech?
I feel like he was being very honest. And he's pointing out how people are not getting the type of respect that or any kind of recognition that they deserve. I mean, she was
Beyonce?
Yeah.
I mean, she's been recognized for all the Grammys, but no, I'm like, come on now.
That's crazy. You're talking about of the year though, and there was no recognition. Like, how is that even possible?
That's crazy though.
That's some kind of form of favoritism. Or something.
Yeah, Ice Spice on the
track. I mean, I like Hov getting up there doing this comedian shit. That's my favorite shit about it.
I mean, it's nice that he was able to put some laughs in there, but realistically, we know it's fucked up. Yeah. It's like, yeah, like, you keep on going, don't fucking quit, show up, do what you do, and until they call you what you deserve. Number one. Or on the top. You know, you're on the top. You get that recognition that you deserve. Keep on going, and don't let it put you down.
Show up and show up.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of people champion Jay-Z for standing up for Beyonce. I think he did what Kanye did 15 years ago. I think that he mixed what Kanye did 15 years ago and what Drake did 4 to 5 years ago.
What exactly did they do? Because I don't think I'm familiar with what Kanye did.
You ever seen the Kanye and Taylor Swift?
When Beyonce lost to Taylor Swift at the VMAs, Kanye took the mic from her and explained how he felt that Beyonce had the best video. I disagreed. I don't think her video was the best at that time. Okay. But he stood up for her and felt that she was supposed to be recognized.
Okay.
If we fast forward 15 years, that's just all Jay-Z is doing now. Mm-hmm. Now, Kanye also has denounced the Grammys. Like, he's taking his Grammys and threw them in the toilet and pissed on them. Legitimately peed on them. And put it out. So for Jay-Z to come out, Drake has stood up on the Grammys and he had his speech. I can find it. He had a speech where he talked about, like, yo, like, if you a musician and you do this shit, like, you do this shit the true way or from your soul, like, you know what I'm saying? If you got people that's, like, spitting your lyrics word for word, you already won. You don't even got to worry about these awards. Like, these awards, it's an opinion-based game. Like, you don't get trophies for being the number one. They give trophies. It's a group of people to get the trophies. You can even Google it. Like, you can Google the group to get the trophies. I mean, and he did that speech, and Drake did it. Well, he was at the top of his game. Like, the God's Plan year or whatever. I just think that Jay do a lot of shit, man. Like, but Jay do a lot of shit after other niggas do shit, and generally be for his benefit. Cause I was, for a long time, I didn't understand why he was even on stage, and then I realized that, you know, Dr. Dre, the nigga that he wrote lyrics for, who's on the Grammy board, and the Grammys gave a Lifetime Achievement Award. Who was the first recipient of that award? The Dr. Dre Award. Dr. Dre got it first last year. And the first person he gave it to was a nigga that wrote lyrics for him and Snoop. And in the speech, the nigga shout out him and Snoop and what they did. It's just niggas like standing on soapbox, like praising themselves.
Question though, would you go to the Grammys?
Would you go
to see it live? Like, would you go?
Why?
No, I'm asking, would you go?
For what?
I would.
For, like, entertainment. Because I heard it's, like, a three-day event. Like, it's, like, something, like, 2 days before the awards.
I've heard that
Or is that BET?
I hear that the Grammys, this is a one-day. The Grammys, they don't. It's like BET. It's a few hours. And the BET Awards is the same way. It's a few hours. It's an awards show. They don't sell, from what I hear, they don't sell food in there. And unless you are connected enough to bring in your own drinks, they don't sell drinks in there. You just at an award show for a few hours just sitting and waiting and watching. Nah, I probably wouldn't go to the Grammys. Also, me personally, I don't necessarily understand the worth of a Grammy because, like, as somebody that's like an artist, as a creator and shit, like, I don't know what a Grammy means. A Grammy is just a group of other creators voting on your shit. Like, so for me, like, if I make something that I consider to be perfect and that the people that fuck with my shit or, like, that is my fans or whatever and they consider that shit to be perfect, I don't know what a Grammy means. The fuck is an award? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a banquet.
Like, I appreciate it when we got voted number 3.
Right.
Because that's the people, like I said, the people that listen. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like Cleveland Scene sat down as a collective in a think tank and was like, what are the best podcasts? What do we think? No, niggas had to vote. And the niggas that actually consumed the shit actually had to say, hey, I like this enough to go to this website and press a button. Mm-hmm. And that means something to me. So if my fans, like if I got fans, they showing up to my shows, they buying my shit go platinum. Like, you know, that's like a million niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? My shit go platinum. And the people that all bought it say, no, this is perfect. Fuck is a Grammy. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. I could put it on, for business, I could put it on my resume. I could say, hey, I'm Grammy nominated, Grammy award winning. I could say that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? When I talk about the pod, the pod, number three in the city, Cleveland Scene voted. Like, you know what I'm saying? Number one in the urban space. Ain't no other black podcast in the top five. This last year. You know what I'm saying? This is 2023. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? I can say that, but that doesn't actually mean that my podcast is dope. Like, I consider my podcast dope based on the topics, based on the shit that we talk about, based on the fact that the people that listen to it will send messages like, nah, this shit keep going. Nah, y'all niggas, you understand what I'm saying? It's just different to me. Like, what the fuck is an award? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I don't really.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, bro.
Yeah, so for me, like, Jay-Z, like, as if you feel that way about the Grammys, why are you up there getting an award?
He's showing up. He's making a point.
They don't give They don't give the awards to the right. He's the people that vote on the Grammys is people that won the Grammys as well as the Grammy like.
He's doing it to make a purpose because he has that type of reputation, and people will listen, whether you know some don't or not. He's still.
I'm doing that for him.
It's like an advocate. It's an advocate for those who can't speak for themselves. And that's a lot of, there's a lot of people in that industry are actually representing for those who are not able to represent themselves.
You think that's what Hov is doing?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I don't.
I think he is.
So what you think he's doing?
I think that's exactly what he's doing. He's speaking
winning a lifetime achievement award.
I mean, yeah, maybe he's speaking for himself, and yeah, he's speaking for his woman, but still, like, he's still speaking for history altogether.
Why do you think Beyonce showed up? You think she showed up for what? For who?
To be honest with you, I didn't even know whether or not she showed right. up.
So, like, I'm Beyonce, and my man, like, because y'all got to remember, like, it was a point in time when Jay-Z, Kanye, and Beyonce had 21 Grammys. Beyonce's only slightly above Jay-Z and Kanye.
Okay.
So, if my man, you know what I'm saying? I'm the most award, I've won the most Grammys. But they still giving him awards, and they still ain't never gave me the award I wanted to. I boycotted some years ago. Why do you think she showed up dressed like a cowboy?
I don't know. Did she? Because I don't.
Beyonce. Y'all ain't seen Beyonce pictures?
She came up. Like Jane. It was Jane. It was raw.
She came.
Like cowgirl fit.
She was cute.
It was cute.
Have you ever seen Beyonce dressed like that?
No.
She's from Texas. She's from Houston.
Last time she had like a. On her album, she had.
She does have that, but she has a what on her. She got a bra.
Yeah.
All right.
So there has to be a representation that she's trying to express.
I think she's trying to reach like the country fans.
Okay.
Like the.
But she's also from there, so there has to be.
She's from Houston. She's been from Houston her entire career. You've never seen Beyonce come out dressed like Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you've never seen her come out dressed like you know Jolene. Like you know what I'm saying. You've never seen that. I've seen her dressed in every sexy look. All right. So for me. Beyonce's coming out here. She's dressed and she's pandering to the white country fans. She wants to like cross over because I don't think Beyonce is a crazy crossover artist. I think of her as like black royalty,
mm-hmm.
and I think that doesn't get her as far as she wants to go. Because honestly, I don't think she's over. She's not over Taylor Swift. Like when you go to the Grammys, Miley Cyrus won this year again. Right. You know what I'm saying?
She's pretty fucking badass. Sir.
She's got songs.
Yes. Songs
out. Her and Taylor Swift. Her and Taylor Swift didn't. I won't say they cleaned up, but they won.
Weren't they about to fight Nicki Minaj and whatever?
Yeah. Well,
Nicki
Minaj made a spicy comment toward Miley Cyrus at the VMAs some years ago. Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift really be. They kind of like them. Beyonce kind of like her too, but them be Taylor Swift, Adele, like Miley Cyrus,
Billie Eilish
be getting a lot of love too. So the Lady Gaga, uh-huh. Beyonce, and honestly, even though I'm like if I'm gonna look at it racially and I'm gonna do the black white, Beyonce just that's not who I want representing me. Like I don't think she makes better music than everybody. And she makes really good music, but I don't think it's necessarily better
than the other sides.
I agree.
Like Taylor Swift has more numbers. Adele's voice is better. Beyonce, they'll be trying to harp on Beyonce. Beyonce is the best performer. I get, like, they want her to, whoever they is that are beyond Beyonce, want her to be the best. And I think she shows up in places for people to see her and to look at her to say that she's the best. Jay-Z does the same thing. And them as a couple, when he shows up and bigs her up and does all of that shit, I really only think that's because people, he's appealing to her fans. Like, he just wants her fans. Like, Jay-Z's most successful year and years financially have all been since he's been with Beyonce. He's never been as successful as an artist as he's been since he's been merged with Beyonce. Beyonce hasn't been as successful as since he's been merged with Jay.
Right, that's crazy.
Like, they do their best work together, so it only makes work to tie in together, but it looks to me kind of like obvious. It's like a sales pitch. Yeah. Shit. Love me because I love her. Love me because I love him. And we're both dope. Mm-hmm. And we stand up for y'all. But y'all don't.
So what's wrong with that though?
But they don't.
They don't what?
Do anything for black people. What's the... They just sell that shit. Mm-hmm. And they sell the shit with each other. Like,
that's stuff that I'm not aware of, but
that's something I'm definitely aware of.
Yeah, I feel like.
But they just they just went over the masses, like they do shit that looks good. Like, and if you don't really think about it, it's just like he's out there defending his wife. Yeah, but he fell out with Kanye for defending his wife and all of that shit, and he kind of dissed Kanye behind. Kanye was 10 toes behind her and him, and he shut that nigga off when he started doing shit that wasn't.
Right. It sounds like a jealousy thing. Like, you don't do it, I do that.
It sounds like a, I want us to be looked at as them.
Mm. Okay.
And anybody else that get looked at as greater, we'll distance ourselves so we look higher. Or you even got to just, I don't know, you just got to think about it. Like, if you look at mountains in the distance, you won't know which one is taller necessarily. You might say that one, say, but they go in the clouds. You don't necessarily know. Mm. But if you look at, if the mountains is trying to show you, oh, I'm bigger. I'm a bigger person. It's what I do. I don't know. It come off a way to me. I love Jay-Z. Jay-Z is, like I told you, Jay-Z and Will Smith are my presidents. But this shit come off a way to me.
I guess I didn't, like, see it that way. I see it as, like, how you kind of, like, pointed out. Like, yeah, we are power. It's like a power couple, you know? And that does inspire a lot of people, you know?
You think power couples always love each other and, like, really be a couple?
I think they
work. Or you think they'd be a business couple? I think
they work with each other hand in hand as, like, a mutual thing.
Well, that's one. That's,
you know, it, one day it's 60-40, another day it's 50-50, like, but they're still a power couple. However they work, it is what it is, not a certain fixed way.
That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I just think that they, I don't know. It seemed weird. It seemed curious to me. Weird. I'll move on to Cleveland news. Because I'm really, really, really disappointed Mongolian Barbecue in Coventry are closed.
Wait, they closed?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, damn.
Yeah, after like 30-some years, they closed on Coventry. Mongolian Barbecue. That used to be my joint to bring all the joints
to. Literally just went there like maybe 2 months ago, if that.
Only had that once.
Mongolian Barbecue?
Only had it once with,
They did not. Look what she tells me. Look what she tells me.
That was.
They didn't even know.
Did they close?
2 days ago.
They found out 2 days ago, bro. I was talking to the chick that worked there. She said nobody.
What? Well,
they closed and they, yeah. That's that was wild. A staple.
I know
that,
who the owner is. That's wild. I met him, like, in person.
That was my, like,
30-some years, I think they said.
30 years. That was my date spot in high school, bro. That's where I used to bring my number, like the special ones. And the special ones.
We supposed to talk about Myra Corridor also, but I want to ask you about y'all's, if you, the special ones. Do y'all think it's the difference between like a number, like a number one candidate to you and a number two candidate to you?
For
like a person. Did you, like, you looking at, like,
wait, what are you talking about?
Well, it's my dating shit. Like, I just told you that I used to bring my number ones to Mongolian barbecue when I was in high school. Like, the chicks that was like them, like the ones that I thought.
I cook.
In high school.
If I don't like you, I'm gonna take you out.
In high school? In high school, DJ?
Oh, well, in high school, I stayed
out. Right, in high school, I took bitches to Mongolian barbecue.
In high school, I ran away and I stayed on 32nd Prospect as in high school, so my bad.
I didn't even date.
If I wanted to, if I cooked, I cooked. If I went out, I went out and kicked it. But yeah, I used to.
Okay, so I used to take chicks.
I was like 19,
18. I used to take the chicks.
I graduated when I got my first boyfriend, so I didn't do shit in high school. Shit.
Right, okay, so my point is when y'all have never had a number one versus a number two.
Yeah.
Just didn't have a specific place to take them, I guess.
All right. So, the number one versus number two, right? Yeah, that's the same word. So, do you think a number two could ever be a number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're literally there for that reason, right?
Damn. Because, like, you already see that potential in them.
Right.
Even fucking with them.
That's what I'm saying. They're so, like, in that position. You know what I'm
saying? Like, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, whether or not you see it at the time.
Fuck no.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Why?
Number two can never be a number one. Cause that's why you put a number two.
I see what you're saying.
If number one was gonna
it
stay number
mean
one.
It doesn't mean that they can't replace the number one.
Yeah, if
you
number one, why would you need number two?
It's not true. Anyway. That's not true either.
And it doesn't mean they can't be replaced.
All right, DJ, you stop it. You ain't never had a chick that you was talking to that you knew was like doper than the other chicks that you talked to, and if you had the opportunity to kick it with her, you would kick it with her before any chick.
Yeah,
it's like having your.
And then you also had other chicks that you kicked it with, right?
Yeah.
Right, but them chicks at the number two spot. There was a chick that you knew that was dope as fuck, and if you had the opportunity to kick it with her, you would kick it with her. There was never a point that one of those number twos could ever be somebody dope enough that you would never kick it with nobody else over.
I would kick it over number three.
For real, though.
Right, but they're not a number one. And as soon as another number one showed up, your number two would show themselves as a number two, is my point. There's no way to get around that.
Yeah, you right.
That's my
point. I still feel like number two.
It's like having a favorite nigga. Like, once you, like, you drunk as shit, you call your favorite nigga, he don't answer to you.
You could get a number two, like, but you can never be number one. That's why you number two. That's why you number two.
I don't know. I feel like there's people that still have the qualities of a number one. If the number one fucking fucks up, then obviously number two is there to replace them.
I
feel like it's very well possible.
I would like to think
number two is there for a reason.
You're correct. A number two will probably come in place of a number one, and they're gonna fall short. Another number one. Now you can have a number one. And there could be another number one. You can't have two number ones on your roster at the same time. They require too much time. And when they require the time, you can't tell them no because they're a number one. They require the time. At that point in time, you have to decide who between them is a number one or a number two. And once you make that decision, even if somebody was a number one, they gonna know you treated them like a number two. You don't get that chance again. But if they a real number two, then you never gonna make them a number one. Whenever another number one shows up, you gonna take them. It's if you got somebody that you willing to put on the back burner, they're always gonna be somebody that you could put on the back burner. But if you got somebody that's dope enough that you wouldn't put nobody on the back burner, they're gonna be dope enough. You won't put nobody on the back burner.
Just saying, there's no way for a number two to ever be a number one. And they could think they could for a couple weeks at best.
I can't disagree with that, only considering that I've actually experienced that. So yes, you make an absolute good point.
I don't care. I'm sticking with what I said.
You would take a number two?
I still feel like it's my very number two possible can still.
My number two could be a number one.
Do you think your number one could change to a number two?
Hell no.
Yeah, it could. Would so. You don't think so?
No.
I think you, like, you could do something and look at him different. Like,
or, that's what
you
know I'm saying.
Like, real situations.
That's how I visualize it.
Colors. So, say we go through some real ass shit and you don't react or do the shit that I thought you would do.
Yeah.
Maybe look at you different. So, now you're not even, like.
Yeah, you gone.
It's different.
Now.
Yeah, it's
different. This is long.
I still love you, but you're not my number one no more.
Right.
Nah. You're iffy now. So, now I gotta get a solid, another solid. But
that's how I visualize
you gone.
It.
You gone. Give me an example of what something like that is.
Like a real life situation?
Yeah,
like
give me an example.
Like,
I want some of that right stuff.
Like if you fuck with somebody, you get pregnant. Right. And they react totally like different or not. Like they be treating you good and then you that tell book. Them you're pregnant and they treat you like totally different. And like they do a whole flip on you. Like that'll make you look at somebody like, okay, you know who you said you was. So
yeah, that's actually a good example for sure.
Right, and that's how a number one goes from a what a number
to
one
a two to a nothing
to a nothing. Actually, yeah, actually right. All the way you can go from here to here.
And that was my point. Then a number one doesn't go from a number two. A number one goes from number one to.
It depends on what you do, though. That's a serious.
Yeah. You just said that you had
that's a serious.
That's serious, though. So like you know.
You just, right.
No, so, you do some weird shit like, okay, I caught you out with another bitch, so I'm whatever. Okay, I might still fuck with you, but you're not going to be
you're not like, number two either.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry. You're not going to be number one. No, okay,
you're not number two. The person that you, what, are y'all telling me to,
y'all are lying to yourselves.
No, we bro. The person that you put at number one.
Yeah.
When that person cheats on you or fucks with another person, you telling me that you only put in one other, but you saying that, all right, I'm going to fuck with them, but if they not around, you're totally next. No. That sounds dumb. Like, this sounds dumb as hell. No, you took them and you put them at the bottom of the fucking barrel.
Number two, not the bottom barrel.
Number two is not where you go. If I thought you was everything... and you was fucking with somebody else, you go to the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
Because I thought you was there. Now, if you was number two and you was fucking with somebody else, well, that's cool. Because honestly, I was fucking with somebody else too. But if I was fucking with you and you was fucking with me and we was telling each other that, we number one, when I find out that you fucking with somebody also, you're not number two.
You're a donor.
Right. Number two is still number two and I don't have a number one.
I mean, fuck.
So if you take that back a little bit and like, you know.
Take, wait, you doing what?
Whoever cheated on
me. I be fucking twos and threes when I do have a one.
I didn't say nothing about that.
Okay.
Twos and threes are twos and threes. What I said is that number two could never be a number one. Also, I don't think a number one can just be demoted to a number two. You a number one or you nothing. Almost.
Seriously.
You can be like a number five. You gotta go all the way down. No.
If you number five, you nothing. I don't got the capacity for five people. Even like when I'm in my like,
yeah,
I don't have the capacity for five people. It's probably three.
Yeah.
It's probably a three-man roster at best. And if you number three,
you just
you're losing. Nothing. You're nothing.
I ain't talking to you, bro.
I'm
you're not taking them serious.
I'm
at all
treating you like dirt.
What? Why are you treating me like dirt? Damn! Why are you treating me like dirt?
I don't treat. I don't
but you're not a priority, though.
Right.
I got a bunch
saying.
Of plants
like,
in this house. Dirt
standard.
Is important, but it's not number one.
But, yeah, I don't know about dirt, but damn.
You about to blow me.
I don't, if I have three people...
A side piece, sure. Why not? But that's not dirt, though.
Yeah, it is. You're the second
so
side
your
piece.
Is
the second piece. Side piece?
Right, that's
oh, yeah,
dirt,
yeah.
Nigga. What
that's
is this
dirt.
Time?
It's not dirt.
You second, side piece?
It's not. I'm sorry. It's just not. Like, I'm all right, hold on. Let me, the way you guys
what's
see
dirt?
It.
What's dirt?
All right, hold on. Let me end this. Let me end this.
Dirt?
Yeah, what's dirt?
The third side piece.
You're going to find every possible fucking way to make their fucking life miserable. Okay? That's dirt.
Okay. Now, you said, wait, dirt is what?
Dirt. When someone's dirt to you, like, they ain't shit. So, you're gonna make them regret they ain't shit. Like, you're gonna make them regret they even know you. You're gonna make them regret they lost you. You're gonna make them regret that you even exist.
Yeah, it's like you talking about something
like,
different.
No, that's dirt. No. If somebody is dirt, they did you wrong. They're dirt. If they're dirt, best to believe, comeback is coming.
Okay, I think if you have three people, like if you have a number one, a number two, a number three, the number three gets dirt because they get the bottom of anything.
No, they're kind of like, so to
there's
speak,
7 days in a week, Gladys.
You know, like,
there's 7 days in a week.
No, they're your excuses. They're like, no, you know, I got something better to do. You know, like, oh shit, I got an appointment tomorrow. I can't meet you. You know, like, that's what number three is.
Okay,
you know?
Right. So, Gladys, my thing.
That's not dirt. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? You thought, motherfucker, fuck you. No, but they're obviously part of your roster for a reason.
If I have a roster of three, and I have a number one, I have a number two, and a number three, there's 7 days in a week, right?
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
How many days do you think you see your number one in a week?
Five.
Whoa. Crazy.
I was just going to say at least four.
Yes.
No, at least no, four. You're not. Number one. Oh. You're not in a relationship. At least four. For sure.
Oh, we're not in a relationship?
No, I said you it's just your number one. There's no relationship.
So you have a roster of three.
So you. I'm saying my number one at least like.
Okay.
At least like three times.
Three to four.
Three times.
Sure, yeah.
How many times do you see your number two?
Twice, maybe.
You know, and it's not even that long.
Like once a week?
Yeah.
DJ, are you?
And Creed just did a call.
I need your
answer,
DJ.
Yeah.
Am I seeing how many times am I seeing my numbers?
Your number one chick in a week, in a 7 day week span. If you have a number one, if you messing with three girls, how many days out the 7 day week span do you see in your number one?
Probably like four.
Four. Your number two.
One day will probably overlap. If I'm single, I'm moving around. One day will probably overlap.
So how are you in? Then when are you seeing this third person?
Sparingly.
Dirt. What are y'all niggas talking about? You think they sitting at the house and they thinking that? You think that they looking at you like I'm number three, so he only has or she only has 30 minutes to kick it with me? No, them motherfuckers want to see you 7 days out the week, just like everybody want to see you 7 days out the week. So the person that only get to see your ass 1 day out the week, sparingly, outside of your friends and the two other people that you fucking with, for real, they're dirt.
So, I mean, I see your definition of, like, dirt, but my definition of dirt is shit. Like,
no, I'm not saying I'm not saying
to die in this bitch.
I'm not saying I'm doing you dirty, but I'm saying you dirt. You just there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You everywhere. You just dirt. Like, you find how many times you went outside somewhere and you came home and you ain't think you did none of your shoes and it was just dirt on it. It's like, oh shit, that's dirt.
Yeah.
Are you there, nigga? I just gotta clean you off. Dirt, nigga. You just happened. Like, I don't know. Bitch, you dirt. Like, you know what I'm saying? I see when I see you. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Shit.
So I'm saying a number one and a number two and a number three. Now y'all have got all the way down to five.
Nah,
that's
y'all just, no, y'all just making me feel bad. Like,
there's 7 days in a week.
I can't.
There's 7 days in a week. Y'all act like when people want to see you, they only want to see you for 1 day out the week. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we pod 1 day out the week.
Mm-hmm.
I pod 4 days with y'all.
So I'm dirt?
No, I'm dirt. Nah, I the pod is hurt, but what I'm saying.
No, y'all are all side pieces.
We're dirt.
Yeah,
we're
you guys are
side
what? Damn,
No, y'all don't be ready to pod the rest of the time.
Hey, week. Don't be putting y'all I'm ready when you ready. You know that.
So
don't put y'all in it. We ain't French. I'm Puerto Rican. Okay?
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm sick of real.
All I'm saying, though, is like, yeah. So, like, yeah, like.
I am French, though. My grandfather's French.
when it comes to it, like, yeah, art the pod in the scale of everybody's life. It's like, it's not number one, it's not number two. It's like, yo, we gonna come together on this thing, we can all come together because we can scrape this time together.
Yeah, for sure.
If it was the number one priority, it'd be the first thing. Hey, we off work, nigga. Hey, oh, you got the mics ready? Y'all be, nah, but sometimes it's a lesser on your list of priorities. Like a number three. All I'm saying is a number three is really not much. A number one is a bunch, and a number two is like bunch. Just man. After them shits, like if you outside of three people, that shit's crazy. That's a crazy time in life.
It's too annoying for me to even have that many people.
And three is a lot to be spending for multiple weeks.
Y'all can't be saying shit like that for
that's real. That's a lot.
Because now y'all just making me feel bad. Just stop, please.
And I get irritated fast. Don't
you got long? You got long roster, Gladys?
I couldn't exhaust so fast.
Feel bad.
Y'all got long rosters?
You pissed me off the first time. It's raps.
That's tough.
I don't got no long
rosters. I don't tolerate shit.
I don't
either. That's why they keep on going.
Me neither.
I don't need to have a roster because I just keep
you don't fit. Bye.
I can't have a roster because girls they cost too much time, man.
It is a lot of time. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a big ass roster.
So back to my point. A number one is important, and a number two. Although they're fun, they can never be a number one. Generally speaking, because you're not willing to give... If you was willing to give them the time, you would have waited on them. Like a number... If you got a number one and a number two and a number three and you meet a number one, you'll keep her at bay. You won't even put her on your roster until you get rid of your number one. I don't have the time to kick it with you. I don't. I'm not even going to make you think that I'm interested in you. I don't have the time to do this. Because you were number one. I could never put you on the back burner. Because you're number one. Number two could never be in that position. Because if I could see a back burner on you and know that I could still get you, I don't never got to get you by putting you on the front burner. Like, you stay on the back. I might put you up there for a hot second, but it's only to finish, you know what I mean? Then you off of there. I don't know. I cook, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I know what you're saying, yeah.
I cook, so you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I just feel like it's I don't know, man.
I still feel like there's a possibility of doing that, but unfortunately, you make a good point. Therefore, I'm not able to actually, like, come up with an excuse as to why a number two can become a number one. Like, number maybe a possible a lie. I feel like there is still a possibility, though. Like, they still have good qualities. Why else would they be a number two?
They could be somebody else's number one.
Right. I mean, yeah, they can be somebody else's number one, but I'm just saying, like,
I don't think they could be yours.
If one does not come up to par, then number two is taking over.
For a second.
No. Maybe. Maybe, because they were there for a reason. They have all the qualities that you're looking for.
I feel what you're saying, though, because, like, you... I don't know, y'all never had, like, one person, like...
I did, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I did.
If y'all not cool right now,
wait, okay.
With other people.
Time out. You did what? To give me...
I absolutely had a number one, number two, and so forth and so on.
Okay.
Like, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay, so what happened?
I don't want to say what happened because there's so much shit in there. What happened?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you with number two right now?
Absolutely not.
So did they ever last as a number one? Like, did you try to put number two in the number one?
I never put number two in number one only for a reason. For a reason. Because there's sometimes that you don't need... There's a barrier. There's a barrier in number two.
Can I ask you a question?
You don't want to fuck up with number one.
Can I ask you a question? Number one ended up in the number one spot. Because what? You don't have to be specific.
I bet I know what you about to ask.
Nah, look.
So number one ends up in the number one spot because they meet the satisfaction of the standards.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Number two?
Number two.
Almost.
Exactly. Almost. Like, you're almost close, but there's something that... Okay. No, it doesn't mean it's not possible. It's possible that you still don't know that they even have that.
No, look though, you just
did they ever meet the standards of number one?
I don't know. That's the thing. You don't know unless you actually do certain things.
So why shouldn't you do certain things with the number two?
Because number two, you it's don't pass certain barriers.
I didn't switch it up.
No, you switched up. No, you switched up.
No, I never switched up. I never switched up.
Possible. You said it's possible that two can become number one. All right?
My number two, you can teach a number two to do some shit and number one can't.
It's not even about teaching. If it doesn't come naturally, then they're never going to become number one. It does not. No.
LeBron didn't come out playing basketball.
Why teach them?
He grew to learn that. And what he do? Now he's number one. But you can teach. You can teach anything.
No, you absolutely can. No, you absolutely can. But if it's not coming naturally,
that's a bad parallel. But
I know people grow, people learn, like over the years. So like,
but sometimes you just
met somebody that was bad communicating when you first.
Is y'all talking about sexually?
Then years go by.
No. This is a good one right here.
Okay, say you meet somebody who bad at communicating when you first meet. You were young. We all young. Then y'all get older. He changed. He get mature. Like he become that. What you wanted him to be
you
anyway.
See him you differently said, now. Yes. He's your number two. Now he's become your number one. Why? Because he has a fucking voice.
Can I respond? Can I respond?
Yes.
Can I respond? Okay. The nigga that you saw when he was younger. can I tell y'all? The nigga that y'all saw that was younger that didn't know how to communicate to y'all.
That's just an example.
Oh let me finish. The nigga that y'all saw when you was younger that couldn't communicate to y'all, he was the number two to y'all. Then, or seven. I don't know.
Yeah, either way, whatever.
He wasn't one.
He ranked.
When you saw him and you was like, oh shit, this nigga grew into a number one. You didn't have the opportunity to get him. I'm sorry.
That's not even true,
that's
though.
Not true.
It is.
How?
That is.
Okay.
You can get me. I can get you if I wanna. You feel me? But yeah. You think you gonna be something? Yo,
what if y'all was like, you like
girls are so funny. They so stuff. Funny. I played you like a number two for 10 years. Now I see you as a number one. Oh, you a number one. I give you number one treatment. You give me number one treatment. Why you treat me like a seven, bitch? Cause you was always four. Because you played me like a number three. What I'm saying is the nigga that y'all looked at back in the day as corny and poo-putt, when he grew up, sure, you might have put him in number one category, but it wasn't because you was able to be in number one category for him anymore because he was salty at y'all.
That's what's happening here.
No, he been trying to crack
what
some
if
high
it wasn't
school.
Like that? Like,
he been trying to crack some high school. Now you wait till
you get what if y'all had a relationship as... Because in my situation... What if y'all had a relationship?
Because you've been playing him like not even number two. You've been playing this nigga like number seven.
Hey, you know
but
crazy?
He doesn't know that, though. What are you talking
if
about?
If he always saw you as a number... I'm trying to tell you, as a nigga...
Okay.
The girls that we knew was them. The ones that showed us attention when we wasn't them. When we become them, they get some response. The girls that didn't treat us like we was them... Or didn't even see them in us when we wasn't them, when we become them, we're gonna let you see that we know.
Ain't nobody
that
said
you know.
We was dogging them though. Like,
yeah, we're not dogging them. Yeah, that. No.
Like, you a good
you
people,
don't have
you
to
just bad at communication. We still like, good. Like,
you don't
we're
have
still
to dog
good. We're not saying bad things. He's just not my number
DJ,
one because
DJ,
of that.
Right,
like,
DJ,
we're
I
not
need
saying
you,
bad.
I need you, bro.
It's not bad. He has good qualities. That's it.
No,
you can have good qualities and just be bad at certain shit. Wow.
No,
that's
no,
it.
Okay, listen.
We're not saying it's bad. We're not saying, oh, you number two, motherfucker. Ha ha, you can't even communicate. Like, no one's saying that.
My nigga is dead, but I take it.
So, can I ask you a question? So, the dudes that y'all think seen y'all at a point in time, y'all don't think that they seen y'all?
Maybe some, and if they do, I would appreciate that you say it in my fucking face. The same way I would say it to yours.
Wait, I'm lost.
The times that you're noticing that these niggas aren't number ones and you're interacting with them.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
And they're interacting with y'all and understand who y'all are. When you move on in life and you realize that he's a number one now or always had it in him and I just didn't see it, you won't be a number one for him.
You know what that means?
But what if you've seen his potential?
No. You know what that means?
His mindset is different.
No, do you know what that means, though? Do you know what that means?
So he's been looking at you as number one since high school.
What does that mean? Right. What does that mean?
Because he wasn't acting like number one.
Okay, so he's seen her as a number one.
Right? So if, all right, so if I'm LeBron James, right? Mm-hmm. But not LeBron James. Let me say, I'm just a nice basketball player. Like, you know, I'm Jamal Murray in high school. Nobody knew about this thing in high school. You know what I'm saying? He went on to be a champion.
Jamal Murray, I did know about him in high school.
But when you was in high school. I mean, when he was in high school. Like, when he was in high school, he wasn't hailed as number one in the country.
That nigga was up there, though.
In high school?
Yeah. You ain't seen his highlights in high school?
No.
Oh my God!
Okay.
Why do people parse those up to
food? All right, so maybe not Jamal Murray. Mastros. All right, cool. Heat in the calves, like
it's garnish.
You a nigga that was nice, and you felt nice, but the world just didn't see you was not. They didn't know. Right. When you get to the world. The ones that you knew when you knew who you was and they didn't see who you was, they will never be the number one. You can't never not see my potential when it's not out there in the world. And then when my potential is actualized, you be the one that I get. No, I'm gonna get somebody that didn't know me. Because you didn't see it in me when you had the opportunity. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so when it, if a dude is a number two to a chick, and she treats him like a number two, or three, or four, or five, or six.
Yeah, I get it.
At a certain point in time, when he becomes number one, I don't want you anymore.
So I'm supposed to wait till
there's a bunch of number ones
built. It's the whole concept of relationship.
No, yeah, just like dudes, we gotta get chicks
no,
as.
I ain't gonna lie, you got that.
Yeah, and that's
I'm
the
just
thing.
Saying you with somebody and he know you were number one. And
that's all I'm saying.
Like he could be a number one, but like, well, I'm supposed to wait around till you understand that till you treat me how accordingly, like.
No, what it means is
no, I'm not saying it's huge. I'm not a dude that's not treating you accordingly isn't a number one.
It's not necessarily disrespectful either.
It isn't. No, it's
yeah,
not.
I'm not saying.
I'm not saying that the dude that's a number two, three, or four isn't treating you accordingly. They're just not them at the moment.
Okay.
So. Am I tripping? Like,
no, you're not tripping at all.
So, like, and especially for girls, y'all see dudes when they not them and then they grow to be them. Because girls be them early.
Yeah.
Like, the girls be like them. And as they grow, it'd be like, oh, no, it's more thems. With dudes, it'd be like, for girls, what I understand from what I listen, it'd be like, all these dudes is them. They wasn't them. Wait, he was him, and he was him, and he was him. And it was like a misconception, generally speaking. Normally, like it's rare for a nigga to be that nigga when he was in middle school and that nigga at 29. It's rare. Girls could be that bitch in middle school and still that chick. At 29. It's rare for a nigga to have been both.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, when the girls see the dude that when she was looking at that nigga back in the day, and he didn't pan out to be that nigga, the dudes that she looked at and treated like less than him, it's very hard pressed to make them a number one for you.
they want to find women that when they see them initially, think that they're number one. As a dude, you want that. But as girls, it's slightly different. It's kind of like, there is an amount of, you know what I'm saying, flip around. But I'm just saying that I still think for a girl, if it's a number one and a number two, you can never like surpass that. And you know what I'm saying? Type shit. Like it's just tough. Cause you see people what you see them as. And people understand what you see them as. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That was a whole topic for real. I just think that
was good. I learned something.
Just some random. Hey, who y'all got in the Super Bowl again? Random.
Taylor Swift, Chad,
Kelsey.
Yeah.
I know you wanted the Ravens, real.
I wanted the Packers, for real.
Well, yeah. Initially, you wanted the Packers, but like. The last time we talked about it, you wanted Lamar. You was like, Lamar, it's Lamar. But I told you he wasn't going to win. I told you he wasn't going to win.
It was rigged, though.
I told you it wasn't going to rig it for him. Right now. No, who y'all got, though? You said you got Kelsey.
It's going to be Taylor Swift, bro.
Taylor Swift?
It's going to be, yeah. She's going to win.
And you know what's crazy?
Cleveland Heights.
They will pump that up for people to bet.
Cleveland Heights.
And you know the entertainment way instead of them. Because so many people put so much money
out. You think the Niners could do it?
I think it's just depending on where the money is. Where the money going to be put at. Yeah,
it's
nothing to do
with it. I'm going for Travis Kelce.
Kelce from the Heights.
Cleveland Heights, stand up.
You betting on that game?
I haven't recently, though. No, I've been upset since the last Super Bowl and the playoffs. I ain't gonna stunt. Well, I always talk about it. Leonard Fournette and Ezekiel Elliott, bum bitch asses, couldn't get 30 and 35 rushing yards in one game,
30
respectively. I bet that these bum bitch ass niggas, I bet Ezekiel Elliott was gonna get 35 yards in that. Leonard Fournette was going to get 30. Both of them bum bitch ass niggas ain't reached their numbers.
How you right about that?
They professionals, right? You're supposed to get 30 in your sleep.
Especially if your name buzzing like
just
that.
Just say something to the people we get up out of here before I get mad. I'm going to get mad again.
Keep going. It's Black History Month, man.
Oh, yeah.
It is Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
Shout out to all my blacks, all my Africans.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody can get it. Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. No,
ask me what you had to
that's
say.
AD, yeah. Man.
Okay, I don't
got
to say nothing.
Nothing. DJ.
Eat, drink, and love, people. Class is next week at the East Cleveland Library on the 13th before Valentine's Day.
Gratis.
Hey, just stay safe out there for real. That's it.
I'm gonna say, talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Hey. Drink water. Also, shout out Black History Month. All the Africans and the Africans. You know what I'm saying? All the Africans too. Real shit though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look, always keep it positive. If you can't keep that shit positive, then the motherfuckers force you to go bad. Fuck some shit up, my nigga.